about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How we doing out there? Oh, God, come on, people. Really? Really? 4 more years of this, people. What are we doing? I love this country. I am so grateful for the ability to have been able to vote and have the freedom to vote in this election. I am just a little bewildered, discombobulated, confused. I think if I really, really think about it, it makes perfect sense. You got a lot of people benefiting from the government. Really not a lot of reason to change. You know, why vote somebody new in? Yeah, I know many of us have been, you know, discussing how Obama was probably the worst president in U.S. history ever. And kind of odd that the worst president in U.S. history gets reelected. It kind of, you know, makes you wonder what your co-citizens are thinking. But, you know, I have a lot of medical news to talk about today. We got how, some of you taking cholesterol medication may actually protect you from cancer. Another study touting that. Pretty cool stuff. We'll talk about it. Some of you that get hip surgery are going to be more at risk for stroke. How you can maybe curb some nicotine cravings by gargling lemonade. I mean, we got some real cool health stories. But all week long, you guys haven't been asking me about medical advice or health stories. You've been asking me about where do we go with Obamacare now? What do we do to prevent Obamacare from happening? What's our next step? Where are we at now? What do we do? I'm depressed. I can't sleep. By the way, we discuss insomnia for that reason. We also discuss anger management very thoroughly on this show. We did. And so that was during the week. If ever you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show throughout the week, we are live 9 to noon every single day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. It'll connect you to archives, podcasts, etc. Because I think a lot of you do need some anger management training. So we did that this week. A lot of you needed anger management this week. And, again, we talked about insomnia, what you could do to fall asleep, what you could do to stay asleep. We'll try to review some of that today. But most of you, have been asking me, okay, where do we go with Obamacare? And of course, if you want to talk, vent, medical questions, whatever, we're 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before I go into that with Obamacare, I got to tell you, I'm not afraid of Obamacare per se. All right, I'll tell you what I'm afraid of in terms of that. I'm not that much scared that Obama's going to be around for another 4 years. I mean, luckily we've had an amazing boot camp the last 4 years for that one. You know, I think we're going to be, you know, hunkering down, eating top ramen. I'm going to be storing up on my freeze-dry guy, and I'm going to make sure no one takes away my guns. I mean, I already have a plan for the next 4 years, but I got to tell you what scared me. If you want to know what scared me this week with the election, what was I the most concerned about? Even though everything else is concerning, the economy, the fiscal cliff, Obamacare, what really scared me is how one demographic, if they're in the majority, can legislatively persecute another demographic that's a minority. That is what scared the living daylights out of me in this election. An example, Proposition 30 in California, where they raised the sales tax a bit, but they really nailed people who had incomes over, let's say, $250,000, $300,000, etc. Now, if I lived in California, I wouldn't be penalized by that, or I wouldn't be affected by that, because, you know, as family docs, we don't make anywhere near the money that people think we make. But I wouldn't vote against that demographic. And I guess overwhelmingly the measure passed to have wealthy people taxed up the gazillion to cover $6 billion in taxes over the next few years. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, that's California. Let California do what they want. I know I have affiliates in California. I know I have listeners in California. All right. But many of you are like, okay, well, it's California. It doesn't affect us. Actually, yes, it does. We have witnessed time and time again where certain demographics get singled out and financially persecuted. For example, smokers. Now, we may not like smokers. We may not like getting secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke. It causes cancer. And I don't blame you. I can't stand it when somebody smokes near me or near my kids. Absolutely. But that doesn't mean they're allowed to be persecuted. I mean, just because we live in a democracy and we have one of the most phenomenal systems in this beautiful country of ours doesn't mean we are 100% safe. And seeing what happened in California, seeing what happens in terms of smokers having to pay taxes on their cigarettes, rich people having to pay more, seeing people group and protest and sully up our parks, i.e. the Occupy protesters, against quote-unquote rich people, doesn't really look that democratic, does it? Now, true, we had an election. That's wonderful. We had an election. We got to vote. We had the freedom to vote. And we expressed our vote. Obama won. We got to deal with that. Obama won. Fine. But the fact that we could see in individual states or in certain elections that a majority can legislatively or fiscally persecute another demographic shows democracy or no democracy, we need to have our guard on. We do. So that's what worried me the most about this last election. Because if you could single out smokers, if you could single out rich people, who's to say, what about Jews? What about blacks? All right. If legislatively we have the ability to vote, to bring up a measure and then vote against a demographic to force them to do something that we don't have to do, how democratic is that? Remember in San Francisco, they want to abolish circumcision. Okay. Apparently breast implants and mastopexies and breast surgery is not genital mutilation, but circumcision is. So San Francisco wanted to abolish circumcision. Well, what does that do to Jewish families? What does that do to Muslim families? That's where I'm concerned. Now, I know many of you now want Obamacare to fail. I'm going to tell you why that may not be the best move. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Excuse me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Always nice to be joined by a little phlegm this early in the day. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. I always try to give you guys updates. I guess Florida precincts are finally reporting. How many days after the election is Florida precincts finally reporting a win for Obama? That's our breaking news right now. Yeah, thank you, Florida. They really need to get their acts together. I guess what happened is their ballot was so long with all this other legislative stuff that it took hours upon hours for people to vote at the polls, and that was just a complete cluster. So I don't know what that brings the total electoral votes to for Obama, but I don't even think any of us care anymore at this point. And now, Obamacare. Okay. Apparently in the news today, Kathleen Sebelius and the Health and Human Service Secretary has said that they're going to extend the deadline for states. November 16th was the deadline for states to submit their plans for these health insurance exchanges. Now, many of you have been emailing me, you know, kind of confused. What are these supposed to do? The Obamacare bill has been extremely confusing, and we've been breaking it up day after day, week after week, year after year on this show. We're the only show that does from a medical perspective. I have an MD. I have a toilet. I've been able to sit on the toilet and read this sucker in its entirety. I think I understand it, but there were a heck of a lot of Roman numerals, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was some Shakespearean quotes in there, because some of the English was confusing to me. But apparently November 16th was the original deadline where states were supposed to submit plans for health insurance exchanges. These were going to be markets online where Americans could obtain private coverage that was subsidized by the federal government, either in conjunction with private companies, in conjunction with the state, government states working together, government private companies working together, etc. And the states were supposed to come up with the plan. Now, when Obama won on Tuesday, I saw the tweets, I saw the Facebook posts, I saw the pokes, I saw the super pokes, I saw the jibes, and of course many people said, all right, we have really got to now start, being aggressive and being, putting obstacles forth, not allowing Obamacare. I saw some of you saying, you know what, someone's getting fired. Don't start firing your staff. I mean, taking revenge at this point is absolutely stupid. Okay, don't make the election turn you into a bad guy. All right, you being good, you having God on your side is exactly what you need right now. So taking revenge on your employees, taking it out on your Democratic colleagues is absolutely stupid. Which is why we spent a significant amount of time on anger management and how to get through and how to survive this, right, and how to overcome. This is the problem, though, that's going to be facing all of us Americans. If Obamacare doesn't work, and remember, it was designed to fail, and we all know why. You can't just tell a bunch of employers in the middle of a recession to employ people. Right. Remember, the point of Obamacare, supposedly, wasn't supposed to be a tax, per they say, was to insure 35 million Americans, which made absolutely no sense to me, because how do you demand an employer employ somebody, right, give them insurance, and they could just fire you the next day? And we all know the recession is going to loom a little bit longer, right, as we could see the stock market plunge the day after the election. All right, people aren't going to want to hire. They're scared. A lot of uncertainty in the financial markets, fiscal cliff. Recession's not going to recover anytime soon. So Obamacare, when it was written so hastily, there was still some planning in it. And the planning was such that if the states don't do their job, and if we don't get this right, working with the private market, Washington can step in. Now, we all know what that means, public option. We've been discussing public option all the time on the show. Some of you have been emailing me going, Dahlia, public option is dead. That's not going to be brought up. You're the only one bringing it up. Of course, I'm the only one bringing it up. I'm the only doctor on air right now that's been dissecting this. I'm the only doctor on air that currently practices medicine. If we don't get this right and we don't insure 35 million Americans, what do you think is going to be on the ballot next election? All right, these uninsured Americans are going to be voting for them getting some sort of insurance. Now, how Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act orchestrated this was states have to expand their Medicaid to cover people now falling under poverty level, and employers have to insure you. If employers don't insure you, they get a fine. And most employers I know say, you know what, we'll take the fine. Fine's going to be cheaper. All right. So which means we're still going to have the unemployed Americans. So now we're getting taxed. We're getting fined. Our states are now being overwhelmed financially, and we still have uninsured Americans. I want all Americans insured. I think coming up with a plan where all of us, as citizens, are insured, I think is phenomenal. I'm a doctor. Of course I'm going to want that. Do I want one small demographic or one small sector to pay for it all? Hell no. Do I think Medicaid needs to be completely free, where nobody spends $5 or nobody takes responsibility at all? No. I think there's a way to do this, but that's not what's being dealt to us right now. We have this Obamacare, and if we don't make this work, if we don't insure and figure out how to insure 35 million people, not to mention the rest of us inexpensively, because insurance costs are ridiculous, Government's going to step in going, you see why we need to step in and have a single payer, and you see why we are going to be the ones providing the skeleton type of insurance plan so we could claim we insured everybody. Now, waiting for your doctor to get you in after 4 weeks to give you a prescription for penicillin, to me, isn't a phenomenal health care plan. But for many people, it's better than nothing. Do you think in the news today, we were talking about how stem cells, even taken from other people to be used for your heart attack, can repair your heart. That is phenomenal that we could repair hearts after heart attacks with stem cells. Would that be on a public option? A Medicaid plan? Would that be done very inexpensively? No, it's not. That's expensive. That's expensive stuff. So whatever health insurance government is promising, I think the rest of us that have some ounce of intelligence realize they're overpromising and they can't give, right? And if they can't give and they can't make this happen, we're gonna get smacked, spanked. Whatever word you want to use for it. I got to be careful now with this whole General Petraeus issue. By the way, am I the only one that thinks this is very odd? We got Petraeus quitting days before the Benghazi hearings, right? He's supposed to testify. And he's quitting because of an affair that was accidentally found when the FBI was probing something else. Am I the only one that thinks this is a little kooky? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The FBI fell upon an email between him and his lover discussing some sort of sex act under a desk. Now, I'm sorry, I've been married 16 years. I'm kind of intrigued by that because honestly, I probably should be learning some new things. What can you do under a desk? I mean, there's not a lot of room under there. I just figured it out. She's under the desk. Oh, that's dirty. But I'm a little confused by this. This just doesn't sound like the way they're feeding this to us. Okay? I mean, we've been fed a whole bunch of bull crap over the last few weeks. I'm just almost in hysterics. I don't even think I could watch the news. And what was it? They finally told us yesterday that Iran was shooting at our drones, right? Not even over Iranian. So in international waters, Iran was shooting at our drones. Oh, no. But that happened weeks ago, and they're going to tell us now after the election. Okay, so anyway, Petraeus, for some reason, has to resign over an affair. They probably have more scoop on him, which is unfortunate, and they're probably trying to stop him from testifying. That's how I look at it. I'm just confused. Okay, what were we talking about? We're talking about sex acts. We're talking about Obamacare. Talking about Petraeus. I really don't know how that all interlays, but I'm sure I'm going to transition it quickly before we go to break. But our job as Americans, again, government's not going to help us. Okay, we cannot expect the government to help us. For those of us that are getting help from the government, they're going to disagree. But for the rest of us that don't get any aid from the government, okay, we can't expect them to help us. And if we want to salvage anything that's left of what we think healthcare should be, we're going to have to figure out how to ensure these 35 million Americans that don't have insurance. And we're going to have to be the ones to figure out how to lower insurance rates. Because if these state exchanges and these governors don't meet the deadlines, or they try to meet the deadlines and they're already too financially strapped because they have to extend Medicaid, and we just don't get our act together, the government's going to have a perfect case saying, we got to now come in. And that is what scares the hell out of me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. A lot to talk about, a lot of medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier
and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia's show. I apologize here. I'm trying to figure out my Google Maps that was on my iPhone, but I guess it's not Google Maps anymore. And the app is horrible. I am going to be speaking to the American Association of University Women today after the show, and I'm trying to put in my phone. Great group of women, by the way. Great group. Trying to put in my phone the address. And I guess Maps on iPhone, it's completely screwed up right now. I'm absolutely miserable. I might just switch to a Droid after this, because I would rely on my GPS on my iPhone judiciously. That's an absolute waste. I can't even use my iPhone now. Ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska cruise. Now is the best time to start planning any cruises for your summer vacation. Cruises usually fill up pretty quickly. So summer's coming up in about 7 months. Best time to get this all organized. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and come to Alaska with us. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. I can't wait. Okay, statins found to reduce cancer death again. This is another study saying those of you taking Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Pravacol, Vytorin, Atorvastatin, I'm throwing out the brand names and the generic names willy-nilly. Apparently, these medications have been found, according to this Denmark study, to lower risk of cancer death again by 15%. Why? Why would cholesterol medications do that? I don't know. They never get into the nitty-gritty. They find these, but basically what they did is they looked at cancer patients between 1995 and 2007. And those who, incidentally, were also taking these cholesterol-lowering statin drugs. But remember, they have to be the statins. Your Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Pravacol, etc. They have to be the statins, were diagnosed, were less likely to die from their cancer than those who weren't on statins at the time. Now, cholesterol actually can be protective because cholesterol helps cell membranes, but too much cholesterol could possibly worsen your prognosis with cancer. So that's what they're thinking, okay? And if I ever stutter, it's not me, it's your radios. I apologize about that. All right. So, what does that mean? Should all people go on cholesterol medication if they have cancer? No, I don't think we're there yet. But this is just another study linking one of my favorite classes of medications. Now, I know many of you criticize me for liking the pharmaceuticals. It's not that I like the pharmaceuticals, all right? There's a lot of pharmaceuticals I take my patients off of. I don't like to prescribe a lot of them. And my patients know that. And my listeners who have been listening to the show diligently, because now I'm on every day of the week, 3 hours a day, 9 to noon Pacific time. I got to plug that because many of you are trying to find me on your local affiliates, and sometimes you can't find me. Best way to find me is go to my website online. I'd love for you to listen through your affiliates, but some of the affiliates don't play the whole show 3 hours. They fall asleep halfway through. So with the cholesterol medications, this is the one class, and it's probably the only class I swear by because I've never had a patient die of a heart attack while diligently taking that medication and keeping their cholesterol down. I'm in love with that class of medications. Yes, it could cause muscle aches. Yes, it could cause elevations of liver enzymes. Yes, some people don't qualify for that medication. Absolutely, hands down. But this is the one medication that I don't hesitate on prescribing prescribing, whereas a lot of other medicines out there, I'm like, can we maybe cut this down a little bit? I'm a huge fan. And, as we see more information come, we'll let you know. Now, this is kind of interesting. Apparently, some of you that get bit by the Lone Star tick. And yes, the Lone Star tick is around the southern regions of the United States Central, not just in Texas, but in other places as well. If you get bit by this tick and you make antibodies to a carbohydrate in the tick spit known as alpha-gal, if you later eat red meat, you can go into anaphylactic shock. Is that some scary stuff? I am a meat-eating type of gal. All right, you all know that. If you ask me, would I like to go to a club and dance, or would I like to sink my teeth in a steak and just chow down for 15 minutes, I pick the steak every time. Every time. Now, apparently this Lone Star tick, like I said, is found central southern U.S. regions. When it bites you and the ticks, latch on, and we've talked about ticks and how to remove them. We could review it if we have time. The tick will inject spit into your body, and it just kind of sits there and sucks and spits and sucks and spits. Stop the giggles. Your body will develop antibodies to anything being injected into you. However, this one type of carbohydrate in the spit of this tick is very similar. It's actually also in red meat. So if you start to make antibodies, okay, because remember, the first time you get bit by something or stung by a bee or take a medication, you're not going to go to anaphylactic shock. You haven't made the antibodies. But once you've been exposed, and the second time, the third time, the 15th time, the 30th time, you can then mount an immune response. And they're finding that people can actually go into anaphylactic shock just hours after eating red meat. Now, this also, the sugar is also in pork. It's also in cow's milk. So, you know, my suggestion is if you start getting hives, itching of the mouth, a swelling of the throat, don't just sit there and pop a Benadryl. You call 911 because you have no idea how deep and how severe these reactions are going to go. Now, I always suggest that people have EpiPens. EpiPens are great because you could stab yourself with an EpiPen and that'll help prevent you from difficulty breathing when you go into anaphylactic shock. Epinephrine helps open the airways, reduces your bronchoconstriction, helps your cardiac output, which is something you need when you go into anaphylaxis. Always have EpiPens. Your doctor will order them. Unfortunately, they're around $40 a pop, but I say they're crucial to have. The problem with us is our EpiPens always get thrown into a cupboard, and then we're out camping and we don't have our EpiPens. So, pretty important stuff. Please check that out. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. If you don't like letters, what's the numbers? 1-877-362-3254. Okay, let's move on. I know some of you are online, but I really want to quickly get to this next story. Now, when it comes to trying to quit smoking, many of you guys start to crave the nicotine, all right? Because nicotine is addictive. I get that, okay? So you start to crave the nicotine, and many of you will throw some nicotine gum in, which I really don't like the idea of nicotine gum. We're trying to get you off nicotine. Some of you go to bubble gum. You start chewing some gum, spearmint gum. Well, a research team from the University of Georgia thinks maybe if you gargle and spit, don't swallow it. If you gargle and spit, people, behave. If you gargle and spit out the lemonade, the sugar in the lemonade. Now they tested artificially sweetened lemonade. That didn't work. But the sugar in the lemonade helped the group of students they were testing to have better self-control. So we got to be careful because a lot of people that quit smoking, they gain weight because they do put sugar in their mouth. Well, putting sugar in their mouth and that glucose boost helps you, you know, kind of, you know, control. And this is why a lot of ADD kids, ADD kids and ADHD kids a lot of times go to sugar because it helps them have self-control. But they found that people gargling or swishing with that sugar solution helped them have self-control. Now they're going to study to see if that'll work with smokers. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got Larry on the line. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hi, I got a question about the flu shot. Mm-hmm. Now, every year they change the formula of the flu shot just a little bit. Is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so technically, doesn't that make it experimental to every individual who's fixing to take it because they've never taken it before, that particular formula?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if so, then isn't the medical protocol that you'll sit around for 10 minutes to make sure it don't put you into shock?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if that is the protocol, then isn't it public endangerment to have people drive up to the drive-in window, take the shot, and drive off?
And I'm worried about drive-through windows because I think that's where medicine is going. And can you imagine getting your pap smear that way? Larry, with flu shots, you actually answered your own question. Because the antigens are a little different each year, there's very little anaphylactic shock with the flu shot, if you've noticed, because, again, it's the first time that people are getting it. If it is identical and people have, you know, made antibodies or an immune response, then you have more of a chance to go to anaphylaxis. But the reason why we don't see much anaphylaxis with flu shots is because they are a little different and variable that next year. But, Larry, I like your thought on watching people after they get the flu shot for a little bit. I think that is important. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don my cohort, my partner in crime, working the dials. Big shout out to Joe in Torrance, California, and Gary here in Las Vegas. Good friend of mine. You guys got me on track. You said to get an iPhone app. Download the iPhone app for Google Maps. That's great. I'm going to do that on break. I had trouble finding. I have so much crap on my phone, I can't even find where you get the apps. I have to keep scrolling till I find the place where I can download a new app. And my kids download apps on my phone. What do I have? I got iLoader Lite. What's that about? iLoader. I got Passbook. I got a compass. I really don't know how that's going to help me. Anyway, and then Jailbreaker. What's Jailbreaker? Honestly, my kids put so much crap on my phone, I don't even realize what I have anymore. You know, speaking about crap, I'm kind of looking at this whole Measure B that passed in Los Angeles, where apparently the porn industry is absolutely furious that porn stars now have to wear condoms. And it's passed with 56% vote in Los Angeles. And I guess why this is such an issue is surrounding states, surrounding California, are probably now going to get an influx of these performers, so such that they then do not have to wear condoms while they are performing. I haven't watched porn, I guess, at any degree. I really don't know what type of performances these people put on. I doubt their Academy Award winning material, but I guess the Safer Sex and Film Adult Film Industry Act, better known as the SESAFAIA, or Measure B, requires performers to wear condoms during vaginal and anal intercourse. I wouldn't be surprised if other orifices are being used. Again, I'm in my 40s. I'm out of the loop. You guys tell me. Now, from what we understand, the reason why the porn industry is having such an issue with this is because they say they already require their performers to submit mandatory STD testing every 14 or 28 days. So if they're already getting STD testing, they're in the clear, they could be condom free. No, no, no. All right. If you, let's say, I don't know, rip one off tonight, end up exposing yourself to HIV, that may not convert or turn positive for 6 months. So just because you pass an STD test 2 weeks from now doesn't mean you're in the clear. So believe it or not, I actually agree with this act. I think performers should wear condoms. Apparently, though, there are many people that are upset by this. Apparently, there is a performer named Kylie Ireland. She also directs films. She directs films and she stars in them, kind of like a Ben Affleck, right? And she says condoms hurt her and cause tearing. I would say that probably puts her right in line for a workman's comp case, right? All right, so just tell her to go on workman's comp and collect that way. There is another actor named James Dean. James Dean, D-E-E-N, says this violates his rights to freedom of speech. We were talking about this on the John Phillips Show yesterday at KBC. Personally, I don't understand how a condom violates free speech unless in these porn films the penis talks. Is that what happens? Free speech. How does wearing a condom violate free speech? Unless there's actually some sort of animation or extra audio dubbed in. I don't get it. If not, it'd be muffled. Anyway, the James Dean says this violates his freedom of speech so badly because he wants to portray a certain fantasy for film that he is considering a move to Las Vegas. Oh, Lord have mercy, please don't. But here's the thing. The porn industry is huge, and it's probably the only industry surviving right now in this great recession. So I would just say cover it up. Nobody's really looking. I mean, usually I think when people watch porn, don't they usually look at the woman? I mean, unless, of course, it's gay porn, then they're probably looking at both men. But, you know, for most porn is they're usually kind of looking at the woman and I guess listening to the music and probably getting into the story. So I don't think anybody's going to even notice the condom being on. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY. I tell ya. It's getting ugly over there in California. It's getting really ugly. They say there's such a mass exodus of people leaving California, the taxpaying individuals. And I guess California now is run by the whole legislature is Democratic as well. So spending, raise taxes, spending. It's going to be very interesting next couple years. God help you all. Larry just called from Los Angeles. God bless you, Larry. Hang in there. Okay, hip surgery increases stroke risk in older patients. They say patients who undergo total hip replacement are greatly increased risk for stroke in the first few weeks after their surgery. Of course, they can't move a lot. They also actually, and let me actually correct myself. When you can't move and you're incapacitated and you're bedridden from having a surgery, which is why whenever you do have a hip surgery, the physical therapist, God bless these guys, really get you going and really get you active, you're more at risk for a clot, right? A blood clot. So we always want you to move post-surgery. Also, you're at risk for pneumonia, etc., which is why, God forbid, any of you incur a hip fracture. One alarming statistic said 50% of people who get a hip fracture don't make it that year because of blood clots, pressure sores, bed sores, pneumonia, etc. Pretty scary stuff. But this is a little different. Investigators looking at 66,000 people in Denmark, right, actually found a 4.4 risk of hemorrhagic stroke, bleeding in the brain in the 2 weeks after surgery. Now, we know ischemic stroke is higher 6 weeks after hip replacement. But the hemorrhagic stroke, the other type of stroke where you bleed as opposed to a clot, stayed higher for 12 weeks. Pretty scary stuff. Now, if you are given blood thinners, again, you want to talk to your doctor about how quickly you could get off the blood thinners. Many people are put on blood thinners. By the way, do not mix your Coumadin or blood thinners with antidepressants. They're warning people to avoid that mixture at all costs. If any of you are on a blood thinner, like a Coumadin or warfarin, you are not supposed to be taking that with the selective serotonin uptake inhibitors such as Celexapaxil, Prozac, Zoloft, etc. We know depression is important to treat. We know many of us have low serotonin, but unfortunately, it could cause atrial fibrillation. I'm sorry. They were looking at people with atrial fibrillation who were taking this medication, and they found 60% higher risk of hemorrhage, bleeding, because of that. SSRIs, not the first time we've talked about this, can increase your bleeding while taking Coumadin, so be careful. And now they're talking about with hip replacements, you could be at higher risk for hemorrhagic stroke. Sorry, I don't have good news to tell you guys. Not that this week, right, is full of good news. So I might as well hit you guys with these stories now. The week is already blown. The next 4 years are already blown. Okay, so what haven't I gotten to? Okay, apparently a study was done looking at energy drinks in our troops, our combat troops. More than 1,000 combat troops deployed to Afghanistan in 2010 showed that those drinking three or more energy drinks a day, which comprised about 14% of these guys, were more likely to get less than 4 hours of sleep a night. And if they suffer poor sleep, then they could nod off during briefings or on duty. Pretty scary stuff. So the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research conducted the study, and they're not huge fans, obviously, of energy drinks. You know what's interesting is my husband was reading that book from the Navy SEAL, and how they use Ambien. You know, before these missions, they'll take Ambien. And they'll use that to sleep, and then they could get up and rock and roll. Ambien is a very popular drug. There's a lawyer in town actually suing Ambien because there was a possible correlation with a CEO at Hard Rock who committed suicide. And so I guess we still need to be careful with these hypnotics and these sedatives, putting people at risk possibly for suicide. But our Navy SEALs team use Ambien. What our Army folks shouldn't do is, and our military should really avoid energy drinks. Honestly, guys, I want you guys healthy. All right? You deserve the best, especially for what you do. Okay? No energy drinks. Bad boys. That's a no-no. All right, guys, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Sign up for the cruise. But please be healthy. Please be safe. God bless.
Take me down to the Little White Church. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.